Okay, let's take up the next question. The next question is the knife. It's a very difficult, interesting machlokes. So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, it's a strange Mishnah, isn't it? Because the Mishnah says like this. Es shedarko lahatvil yatvil. Okay, so let's learn plain pshat. It means whatever was used, bitzonein, just wash it off. It's not talking about tefillah and the mikvah, going to the most Rishonim, right? Es lehagil yagil. If it was used with chamin, so boil it, right? Lilabein beor, yilabein beor. And if it was cooked over the, if it was used in a way that it gets hot over the fire, direct heat in the fire, so you have to do libun, right? So the Mishnah is giving you three ways of kashering your kelim. Kashering the kelim you buy from the goyim, right? If it basically by how it was used. If it was used with cold, kashered in cold. Used in hot water, kashered with hot water. Used over the fire, kashered over the fire. And then it says hasak and shofavitor. Well, where'd that come from? Right. So it has ashud va'askel and malabnan boor. That's fine, because that's one of the cases from before. And why does it have to say it? Okay, so they say, because by Kudshim it says all you need is Hagala, so here it has to tell you you need Liman. Fine, I understand that. But it's basically fitting into one of the categories, clearly fitting into one of the categories from before. But then it has this new thing by the knife. Which one is that? Is that Lahat Bil Yatbil, Lahagil Yagil, or Lavin Bor Yilavin Bor? I mean, it's like an exception. Here's the rule, and then do this to the knife. Why? Okay, so what's the pshat? So what is Rashi saying?
Well, a knife is in like this middle ground.
Let's see. Okay, so what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say on Shofavitahora? What do you got there? Who wants to, what does that mean? Lo tishah be'even shel nafochim. Mula. Balaz. What does that mean? So mustavra means sharpen. That's usually what it means. Sharpen it with the millstone, with the grindstone, right? Mula is a French word for the grindstone. Even shel nafachim. That's what the word is telling you. He's telling you to sharpen it with the grindstone. And what's shofa? Lashon shufina.
The action.
What does that mean? Limar. It says in the dictionary it means file. So how is it different than the first thing? It's funny, the two Rashis on one thing. Now, is this the second Rashi just trying to show you the origin of the word shofa? It means sharpen. He's showing you how does it mean sharpen? Sharpen, it comes from the word shufina.
Why does that make a difference?
Why does it make a difference?
So
we believe him. If he would just tell it's lotisho, he'd say, how do you know what that means, lotisho? He's telling you shofa means, it comes from the word shufina, rubbing. It's not two things though. No, it basically means sharpen it with the grindstone.
Why didn't he just give the second Rashi first and then said you do shuffle with the?
He should have done the second Rashi first.
He just said you do shuffle with the.
That would be good. That would be good.
But he Toso switches up the lashon.
Yeah, what is Toso saying? Okay. Okay, so that's one shot now. But Rashi doesn't tell you much, right? It doesn't tell you what it's good for here. So let's see, you gotta go to the Gemara now. So what does the Gemara say? On Ayin Vav on Aves. Hasak and Shofa Vitora. Go ahead. Who wants to read today? Gil?
Yeah,
it's a funny Gemara.
Right,
so Rashi says, even though you did the grinding, even though you sharpened it on the grindstone, Rav Ukva Bar Chama was telling you, plus you need to stab it in the ground. 10 times. Right? Good. Okay, so you don't literally have to stick it in the ground. You could also use a rough cloth.
The shuffle is doing what exactly in terms of the knife? Is it not getting rid of the
tichas? So here Rashi tells you a little bit more. What is he telling you that the Nitza Bekarka is effectively doing? Mavir Shamnu Nisa. It's Mavir Shamnu Nisa. Okay, go ahead.
Like it has a practical thing. He just...
It's not ritualistic.
Yes.
Right.
No, I'm just... Yes. Because that comes up.
Go ahead.
Can you stick your knife in the grid?
Fine. Amar Rav Kahana Ubesakin Yafa.
So this is with what? A smooth knife that doesn't have pox.
Yeah. I skipped one.
You skipped something? What?
Shein
Avud, right. I thought that.
Braid Rav Yehuda, Braid Rav Yeshua, Bakarka Shein Avud, yeah.
So what does that mean?
That'd be like the hard ground?
Hard ground.
Not tilled.
Not tilled, very good. Yeah. Hard ground, right? Some people...
Shamnunis, Bagumo.
Okay, so Rash is by the Gumos, because he's still worried about getting out the Shamnunis, if he had Gumos in there. So then... This is interesting. What does Rash say about Ovei Rochva? What does he mean by that? Yeah, exactly, right? So in other words, the Gumos, Rash is saying it's only a problem if the Gumos are perpendicular to the blade, right? Because then, when you stick it into the ground... the guma is a depression, so the ground will be opened up basically to the width of the blade, and it'll just it's not gonna clean anything out of the guma. Right? But if the guma is along the length of the blade, so then as you stick it in, it's gonna go into the groove. The earth is not gonna go into the groove unless the groove is in the direction of the blade. If it's against the direction of the blade, then it's not gonna route out the Shamnunis. Okay? Good. Now, here's the key. Continue. And now Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rabbi Yeshua says what? He was into this subject, right? He says it's dafka to eat cold foods.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi. Okay, so this is the first sheet that we have here. That when the Mishnah says Hasakin Shofavita Ora. So Rash is saying two things. He says Shofah is one step. And then you need Ne'itza Bekarka, that's the second step. And all of that is only going to get you the ability to use it, Bitzonin, with cold foods. But if you wanted to use it with a hot food, you would need Hagala. Right? And the Raya is from the whole Maisa over here. From the Maisa with Rav Yehuda. Okay? It's a colorful story, but we don't really need to go through it. Okay? Except, was it? He only did Ne'itza. That was the funny thing. Right?
And he did it with Dover Harv.
That's an interesting question.
I just wanted to throw that.
That's an interesting question. How'd you know? You notice that? How'd you notice that?
Well, because it's a told spawning yesterday, like a, it's an etrog, so right. I was like, oh, is it like a lemon? Like,
right.
Is it Dover Harv?
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Yeah, the Rashba makes a diak out of that. Okay, but anyway, so but what did he do? He only did the Itza Bekarka, Shover Malka, right? He didn't sharpen it in between. He only did the Itza Bekarka. So that's a little bit of a problem for Rashi. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ran. Right. In other words, for Rashi's for the Hagola, you need to do the Hagola on a clean kli. You can't have Hagola on with the Shamnunis. So it's true. For Rashi...
What about the Shofar, though?
What about the Shofar? That's a good question.
Rashi seems, the way he says it, he seems to be with the Shofar first and then that he eats afterwards.
Right. Right. It's a good question. You need to do Shofar if you're going to do Agala, or you just need to get the Shamnunis off. I have to see. I have to see what the Shofar does. It's not so clear. Go ahead. Okay, I'll help you out here. So there was says that for Rashi, Rashi's saying you need two things, right? You need Shofa and Noatza Bekarka in order to be materate for Tzonin. So So he says, in other words, my deshayer b'masnisin mefarish b'braisa b'gemara. So it comes out of that the Mishnah gives you one part of it, and the braisa finishes it off. Avalachsher lachlus baroseach tzricha hagala olivun vein pirshem mechuver. He doesn't like this pshat. Sheheach shona hatana miktas achsher oshel sakin v'shayer miktaso. How is it possible the Tana just gives you, the Tana is just giving you half of the story? Tana is telling you sharpen it, but it's not telling you about the Ne'itza. Right? My Shire Bishar Kalim, the Baha'i Shire. What did it leave? How come in other Kalim it doesn't leave anything off? And over here it does leave something off. It doesn't make sense. But oh, the Pshita, the Uvda, the Pashte, the Uvda, the Shava Malka, Muzka, Begumar, Lo Mashmach, Ishlo, His Kiubo, Shifa Klau. El Ne'itza, Lefikach Pirshu Shashifa U Ne'itza Shnei Hechsher In Hein Lachtoch Bo Tzonein U Bekol Chad Mina Yusagi Tana Masisin Tana Shifa Braisa Amru Shim Eino Shofa No Atzo. Okay, so basically that's the first question of here. Rashi's learning it's both, and he's saying that doesn't make sense. It's either or.
Because the Shofa is not really to make sure.
No, it seems plain shot. Rashi's learning there's two things, right? Rashi says there's two things. Where's Shofa? Where do you do Shofa?
What's the blade?
The blade. The sharp part. Well, right? The cutting edge. There's two parts to the knife. There's the cutting edge of the knife, and then there's the blade of the knife. Oh, was that a bad word? What should we... Huh?
The body of the knife.
Right. There's the business part of the knife, and then there's the body of the knife. So he's saying, I mean, Rashi seems to be learning that both of them need a heksher. You need a heksher on the cutting part, but it is true. You do cut with it, and how you machsher the cutting edge? By sharpening it. And how you machsher the shamnunas, the side. The side is really just a matter of removing the grime. In other words, so I think Rashi's, how can we answer any of these questions on Rashi? That's the problem. It was, what's the real heksher? It seems that Rashi's learning the real heksher is the shofa, because that's where you have to make like doing to the knife in the way it's used. That was you're sort of taking the cutting edge and cutting it down. But that's the only case the Mishnah has to mention, because the side of the rest is just really removing the mamushas. You don't have to tell somebody. The Mishnah doesn't have to mention that if you bought a kli with globs of iser on it, remove the globs of iser. That's not a heksher of the kli. That's just removing the mamashas. So apparently the Gemara has to make you aware of the fact that there might be mamashas that's not clear, it's not visible. But in terms of the idea of the Mishnah, in terms of the idea of the heksher, Rashi's learning the shofa is really the heksher itself. Yeah.
That's the.
No, it's definitely true that v'noatzah is necessary,
yeah.
But we're trying to explain for Rashi how is it that two things are necessary, but one's in the Mishnah and one's not. So you have to say they're necessary in different ways.
The Mishnah's only dealing with heksher here.
The Mishnah is not dealing with the Shamnunis. Shamnunis is like a be'en. It's like a substance on. It's like a grime, a film on the thing. But as a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember this, but this ties back into our pshat and Rashi on Es Shadarko Lahatbil Yatbil. Because how did Rashi learn Es Shadarko Lahatbil Yatbil? He learned that means tefillah in the mikvah. Because we said Rashi holds the Mishnah is not talking about anything that's be'en. Remember? It's final. This is the final exam. So, what did Rashi? In other words, go back to the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah. What does Rashi say on Es Shadarko Lahatvil Yatvil? He says, Klomar, Kol HaRoy Litar B'Tvila Ein Tzarech Tikken Acher Kigon Kli Shetashmish Oleh Deitzonein Yatvil V'su Lo Tzarech. So Rashi learns Es Shadarko Lahatvil Yatvil differently from all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim learn that just means Hadacha B'Tzonein. Rashi says it means Tvila in the Mikvah. So we said, why? Because Rashi doesn't hold cleaning off shamnunis is considered the hechsher of the kli. The kli is not usher because there's substance on it. The substance is not part of the a grime on the surface of a kli is not considered. Removing the washing the dishes is not considered the hechsher kli according to Rashi. That's just preventing you from eating the mamashus that's on the kli. Hechsher kelim has to be something that's part of the substance of the kli itself, like a blia, chamin, or, but just okay. That's a good question. But therefore Rashi holds. Rashi removes from the Mishnah any mention of practical cleaning. Because that's not called the hechsher of a kli. That's just called not eating schmutz on top of something. It's just called not adding shamnunis into your food. It's not a hechsher of a kli. Hechsher of a kli has to be that which is an isser that's part of the kli. Right? So therefore, it's good according to Rashi. The Mishnah only mentions shofa. That's really the hechsher of the saken is on the blade, on the edge, on the cutting edge, right? On the cutting edge, as they say. But the Gemara has to tell you, practically speaking, that you have to realize there's also shamnunas. The Mishnah doesn't tell you every practical thing that you have to do. Just tells you the category of hechsher. So therefore, you have shofa v'hi tahora. That's in terms of the kli, and the itza is in terms of the shamnunis. That's dovokbo. But that's not proper to be in the Mishnah. Just like cleaning a kli is not in the Mishnah. That's tvila according to Rashi. Okay. So that's an interesting... But what does the shofa do? What does the shofa do? I mean, it's an interesting idea. I mean, it's an interesting question. Not a knife is a unique kind of an implement. It's a unique kli.
In terms of its use?
In terms of its...
uses.
In terms of its blia. In terms of being used with iser. There's an idea that's mentioned in different places about knife. What do we say? Anybody come across that? That there's something unique. There's something unique about a knife. You ever hear it's called duchka de sakina. Gemara says that when you use a knife, you're using it with a lot of pressure. The way a knife is used for cutting, it uses pressure. It's duchka de sakina. And in certain circumstances, the Gemara holds that duchka de sakina can create some amount of blia.
Makes sense, because you said yesterday,
right. So it's mashma Rashi's learning that, the usage of the cutting, which is the duchka de sakina, will cause some type of a blia in the blade, in the cutting edge, and then there's a practical shamnunas in let's take this over 1 second. Because what is Rashi really saying? That all of this will only get you what? Tzonin. All of this will only get you tzonin.
You need to do the abdullah in order to use it.
All of this will only get you tzonin. So it is difficult. It still is difficult for Rashi, right? Because all of this is only getting you tzonin. So if it's all getting you, only getting you tzonin. So what's the difference between the shamnunas on the side and the cutting edge? So apparently you have to say that the metzias are a little bit difficult for us to understand. We don't have knives. Like I said, we have very sharp stainless steel knives that are perfectly smooth. I mean, their knives were not were iron, really. Iron is a much more much more brittle, porous type of a kli. But apparently Rashi's learning that even for tzonin, that there's the unique thing about the knife is that there is a hechsher even for tzonin. The regular kalim is just a matter of washing. That's not really called the hechsher. But apparently Rashi's learning that I really don't know the metzius, but I just have to just deduce this from Rashi, that the blade itself has a certain amount of absorption that you can only remove through the sharpening. I think so. I think it's duchu the sakina. I do think that. Only on the cutting edge, right? That's where really you're pushing down the pressure. Once you push down, once you get through the blade, it opens up. Once the blade cuts, the sides open, right? Like as the Gemara says, can you use a red hot knife for shechita? You ever see the Gemara? It says, can you use a red hot knife for shechita? So the problem obviously is that shechita has to be cutting, not burning. If you took a red hot rod of metal and you hit the neck of the animal and it just burnt right through, obviously that's not a good shechita. Sorry, Gil. No lightsaber. So the Gemara says you can use a red hot knife for shechita. Why?
Because the cutting is happening anyway.
Because the cutting happens before the burning, the Gemara says. The cutting happens before the burning.
Initial point where it cuts.
Yeah, and then the Gemara says, "Aye, but it's going to be burning from the side." So he says, "No. Once it makes the cut, the base of shechita opens up, and it's just the blade that's coming in contact with the buser." I have a book at home, and we think we have it here in the library. You shouldn't look at it, Gil. But it has all of these cases from shechita. It has like these, I don't know why, it has like these grainy pictures. I don't know why it could get good pictures. It's like Loch Ness Monster quality pictures. But it has these pictures of that. I remember I saw the picture of the base of shechita just wide open. Once they do the cut, the base of shechita splits wide open.
So when you get a cut, right?
Yeah, let's not talk about us.
Yeah.
Let's stick with the animals. But because there's tension. There's tension.
If you break your thigh also.
Right. So the chiddush is that there is a heksher for tzonein, but if you would use it for cham, and you need to do a gola. And that's what the Ron basically goes through here. Okay? No, so that's basically the Ron's shot. So he says like this, that what? He doesn't agree with the Ron. He doesn't agree with Rashi. He holds it's either or. It's interesting. He holds it's either or. It's either or. But it is mashma to me that his shofa is going to... I mean, how does his shofa take care of the shamnunis? It sounds like he's scraping the whole thing. Sounds like he's saying he's basically saying you need to scrape it down. Either scrape down with the whetstone, or you scrape it down into the ground. But there's no separate or the wool cloth. But there's no separate din of there's no two dinim of shofa for the cutting edge, and the itza for the sides. But either way he says like this. Either way, whether you learn like Rashi. That it's either or, that it's both, or whether you learn like other Rishonim that it's either or, you still have one problem. Yesh ledaktik ma ro tanad masnisin sheshona b'shvud v'askla hechshero sheroseach u'besaken hechshero sotzonin. It still is strange that the Mishnah, how come when the Mishnah is telling you, is a big problem, how come the Mishnah is coming to tell you how to be machsher kelim, and it's giving you only a hechsher for the use of tzonin? That's an incomplete hechsher. Whether you're going to learn like Rashi, that it's both, or the other Rishonim says either or, but sof kol sof, the Mishnah is telling you, here's how you kasher kelim, and then it gives you a hechsher that only works in one case, only works with tzonin.
Why is it so crazy?
By the askelon and the shvud, it gives you how to use it, gives you the full hechsher. But by the knife, it only gives you half a hechsher. Why is that crazy? It's incomplete. It's incomplete. Knives are used with chamin too. If you said a knife is only used with tzonein, that'd be one thing. Gotta be crazy to use a knife with chamin, but it's meisim b'chol yom. Use a knife with chamin.
Yeah, but why can't you just say the Mishnah is saying you could do it through
me? Okay, good. So he says, that doesn't mean it wasn't a question, but okay. So he says like this. Yesh lomar shehech sheiro shorotseach lo hayat sarach l'shanoso b'shvud, what is he saying? Lo hayat sarach l'shanoso b'shvud v'askua. Really, you could argue it doesn't have to say anything because it already it doesn't have to even mention the shvud and the askla because it already said it doesn't have to mention anything because it gave you the general rules. That was our question. You have the general rules already, so what do you need to come back and say everything and say the particulars for? So he says it only needed to mention the shvud and the askla because by kachim it's different, right? And it doesn't have to tell you how to use the shvud and the askla b'tzonin because nobody does that. Okay? Or it's pashut. Yeah, all you have to do is adachar. But the saken mishum the agav duchka the sakino, there we go, bola masha chotchum imenu hutzarach shifa o neitza afilu b'tzonin. And the fikach shona achshero. Okay, so that's basically the answer. Right?
I think. Unfortunately,
all right, that's a problem. But that's his answer. No, he's saying like this, saying in terms of the only reason it has to come back and add in particulars, once it gave the categories of lahat bil yatbil, lahagil yagil, labin yilabin, is for an extra chiddush. So by the shvud and the askel, the chiddush is that by kachim it's a terebolas, all you need is hagala. But by iser, you need libun. And the chiddush by the sakin is that even though it's only tzonein, even if it's sonin, it has its own special hechsher. But if you would want to use a bechamin, it already told you. Lahagil yagil, lulabin yilabin. Right? It's not telling you that this is, it's only telling you the hechsher, it's only telling you the hechsher that wasn't already included in the category of lahagil yagil and lulabin yilabin. Saying even though you know the general rule, there's a particular by the sakin that wasn't covered. It's just cleanup. It's just a cleanup. It's just catching what was missed in the general categories. Okay? But anyway, but both of these hold that according to this way of learning, the shifa and the ne'itza is only gonna work for cold. Okay? But acherim omrim, something that's just hard to even understand. And we'll leave off with this, we'll work on it tomorrow. Blineda. The shifa de masnisim b'makom hechsher gadol omedes. Afilu lachtoch baroseach. They want to learn that the Mishnah is telling you shifa is even good for roskin. If you take a treif knife, a knife you buy from a guy, chazer treif, and all you do is you sharpen it up, and you can cut with it b'chamin. And the Gemara that says neitza, that's for tzonin. And none other than the Rambam seems to hold like this. So take a look at those Rambams that I sent you, right? It's in I think it's in Perek Yud Zayin. I think we have, right? He has Perek Yud Ches. But anyway,
this would apply.
So 1 second. So there are two remaining questions that we have. We have the sheet of the Rambam, the sheet of the Rambam that holds that shifa is good even for chamin, and you only need the itza for tzonim. Okay, that's one question we have left. And then the other question is, the Rashi who said the Shitas that disagree with the Rambam say Shifa and Ne'itza are only good for Tzonein. What do you need to use it B'chamin? Do you need Liban or do you need Agala? Those are the two remaining things that we have to... First one is the idea that Shifa is good even for Roschen, even for Hat. Right? And then if you don't hold that way, you hold that you need a hechsher to use the knife for hot foods, which hechsher do you need? Do you need Hagala or do you need Liban? Okay? So go through this Ron over here. If you want to see, you can look at the Gemara in Pesachim that he quotes. And the Ritva over here is pretty also pretty good. And we'll try to see if we can work something out. All right? Because the Rambam says, the Rambam gives a choice. Right? The Rambam, if you read the Rambam, it's Mashmi is giving you a choice. He says, you buy the, you have it over there. He said... Huh? Not Hagala. He says, Halokeach sakin min ha'akum, malabina be'esh, o mashchiza berechayim shalom.
Yeah, Rechaim. He's on.
Says Rechaim Shelah means, because if you just said Rechaim, that would mean go to the mill. It doesn't make any sense. It's Rechaim, like the guy in the truck. So he says, you buy the sakin from the Akum, you have a choice: burn it in the fire, get it hot in the fire, or grind it down on its stone. And ve'emoyis sakah yofesh einba pigimos di lo im noatza bekarke kosher. Eser pamim v'ochel batzonein, right? And if it's a smooth knife that doesn't have gumos, it's enough to stab it in the ground 10 times to use it for tzonein, okay? But it's mashma the malabin be'esh and the mashchiz b'rechaim was for chamin, right? And if it has pegimos, so you can't do the ne'itza b'karka. Oh, shahayso yofev rotsa lechol b'chamin. Oh, lishchot ba malabna o mashchiza kula. It's very clear, very clear. If you want to use it for hot stuff, you've got to either do libun or mashchiza. But he says mashchiza kula. He makes it pretty clear. He means the whole thing, the whole blade.
Not just the place where you.
Not just the cutting edge. But if you want it for tzonein and it's smooth, you can do ne'itza. Understand how? I mean, it's very, very hard to understand how sharpening it down is going to be machsher it for roschen. I mean, if there's so much blia in there, they have to do liban on it. I mean, what was a funny kind of a choice? Liban or something we've never even heard of before?
And does he make a distinction?